Powell runs for his life as the Valencia Hotel threatens to collapse.
As we ran, we heard the hotel creak, roar, and crash. I turned to look at it. The hotel lurched forward and crumpled down over Valencia Street. Later, a second or two later, one realized that the crumpled four-story building was full of living people.
The staggering estimated 7.9 magnitude earthquake thrashes the city for almost a minute. When it finally stops, those who aren't dead or maimed pick themselves up. They watch the sunrise on a city that will never be the same.
People staggered into the streets. Most people were in a state of shock. They weren't hysterical, they weren't crying, they weren't screaming. The only screams you heard were from people who were trapped.
But as people rescue those trapped, they're unaware the quake has sown the seeds for even more devastation.
The real horror actually began when the earthquake ended.
The quake shattered the city's gas lines, needing only a spark to ignite a fire.
You had gas, and you had shorted electricity conduits. It was a perfect recipe for a disaster.
Within minutes, over 50 fires break out across the city. Firemen race to keep up with the blazes, but when they connect their hoses to hydrants, nothing comes out. The quake destroyed the city's water main system. The smaller fires